Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Welcome to the Patrice Brandy Show. We're helping others is the name of the game, and on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth. Well, today we're going to have some kitchen table talk with my cousin Rhonda. And y'all, I got to just talk about it. Let's talk about some of the ish going on in Black America. Listen, I don't know about y'all, but I still don't know who won anything in the Oscars. Let me just be honest. I have no clue. All I have heard about has been the slap around the world. But I want to take a different approach to this today. So I had to bring Rhonda in. Y'all know I just couldn't do this by myself. I had to bring this in. I had to bring it to the table. And this ain't the table talk, honey. This is the kitchen table talk right here. And I got to tell you, the first thing that I kind of posed to Rhonda was, okay, Will Smith, celebrity stuck in his past traumas, protecting his wife, being immature. Is he truly a bully just looking for somebody he could really be? So let's kind of break this down a little bit because, you know, everybody and their mama have their little 2 cents. And I'm going to throw my 2 cents in too. And I'm sure Rhonda going to throw in a whole quarter. Okay, y'all know how this goes. let's jump into this. In the midst of this, he kept saying, you know, the book that he had out, and I'm going to just go ahead and say, I appreciate the audiobook holder that I got a chance to listen to this book for free 99 because I was not purchasing. Y'all know I'm on a what? Budget. Write that word down. So as we get here, listen to the book, and he talks about his past, about how he watched his father abuse his mother and how he hit her so hard she hit the floor and she was beating and all these things and how he felt like a coward and he was in this state of fear. Should we allow our past traumas to be the thing that hold us as an excuse for today? What do you think?
No, ma'am.
No?
Get over it. No, I don't. I think that you should address the issues that you have and move on. You can't continue to beat a dead horse, okay? It's dead already. Come on.
So, hold on, buddy. Well, you know, hold on. Let me just say this in his defense. You know, COVID came in and people finally were seeing that mental health was a concern and people are now putting money and funding in, but we ain't going to give him no little slacks on that. We ain't going to be like, you know, he was hurt in the past. We ain't going to do none of that. Your face saying it
all. And he can get some hellified counseling and keep it moving. Boy, gone. You don't just walk up and slap on folk. Who does that?
So, as y'all see here.
I understand he got it. But okay. Well, we weren't slapping August Alsina, though.
See, you know what? Okay, hold on now. Hold on. Because that's a whole other ball game. Because, yeah, we didn't slap August. We didn't do that. But I will say this. I do understand about his past trauma. I'm not going to say that. But I will say this for me personally, for Patrice. And y'all know I do speak for myself. And this is all entertainment purposes only. Listen to the disclaimer. But if that's the case,
we ain't going to court, allegedly.
Okay, thank you for the allegedly. But if that's the case, shouldn't I be able to go out here and box up on some people too? I had trauma in my life. I know you had trauma in your life, right? So we should be able to go out here and be giving them a two-piece and a biscuit every time, if that's the case. So allowing this to be the excuse for not going and getting the mental health that we need.
No, they actually do. I'm laughing and playing around. Honestly, though, I think that it's something he needs to address because when Jada was rolling her eyes because Chris made the little G.I. Jane little thing, and when he rolled his eyes, she was rolling her eyes. I'm like, what is she doing? I had to go back and watch that thing about 10 times to get the full gist of it because I actually thought it was staged. I thought it was for play. I'm like, what in the world?
That's what everybody thought.
I'm like, he actually did slap him, but Chris had his hands behind his back. And I've had a conversation with several people. What, man, you know, You just walking up and slapping somebody. And your wife was in an entanglement.
Well, first of all, this man,
he need to get together.
I think he felt he had somebody he could beat. And so now this was the time. And I do feel maybe, like you said, there's a lot of pressures in Hollywood that we don't see. Maybe there's a lot happening over there in their household that we're not hearing or seeing. And clearly we see that her alopecia, and we're not going to take that as a laughing matter, that is a serious medical condition.
Absolutely not. Absolutely
so
not.
We're not going to come at that. But clearly, she is not as confident and okay with that diagnosis as she has shown to us in the past. Right. So we get to see a lot of public persona, and we put on this look of confidence that maybe really may not be there. And right, I will say this for me. My situation was not alopecia, but it was all out in the sink at the hair salon because it fell out due to a perm, a bad perm. So that's what started my journey to being natural. And I know for me, it took a lot of mornings to get in that mirror and saying, girl, you the baddest one out here. I don't care what you look like. Put on some extra makeup. Put on some bigger earrings. Whatever it had to be.
What Mary J. Blige say? Good morning, gorgeous.
Hello. So I had to get to that space, and maybe she hasn't gotten there yet. So
yeah, and I think
say
that.
Stuff
I
like that. That. Maybe she ain't got to that space. And when she look in the mirror, maybe she's not seeing good morning, gorgeous. Maybe she's seeing something else. Maybe she's still mourning the hair that she still wants.
Again, and I got that. I got that. However, nobody can make you feel any way about you than how you feel about you. So him slapping somebody, what did that accomplish? I'm still trying. Okay, you slapped him, and now you got to be the bad guy, and she still ain't got no hair. What's wrong?
Well, okay. I can't do this with you. So, in the midst of this, I do agree. It didn't change anything. Well, no, it changed a lot. Because now, Mr. Willie from Philly, who was the Mr. Rogers of the rap game, is now trying to build his street cred after all this time. And as I love to tell people, Hollywood and street cred don't go well together at all. And we're seeing that in the midst of the aftermath of him now stepping down from the Academy. I think the part in that for me is that now that you've done this, and keep in mind, this was a big accomplishment for him to even be one of the faces of the Academy, because he was one of the few minorities on the board and all this with the voting. So now you're not just hurting your brand, you're hurting other young men, other young women who are writing films, who you could be the voice for them in the room.
Absolutely.
So I just am amazed at, are we allowing this to go along? My other part with this was, you know, now that we see this and people are saying, well, it was his past and this is how he felt. I got it. I ain't taking that from him. We all got a past. We all got a story. We all have something we need to work through. We all have a trauma that we can get up here and get on the mic and tell every and anybody about. But it's up to you to figure out, when is it time to go sit down and talk to somebody and be real with yourself, not giving the persona of what we think the world wants to know, but really being honest with who we are and who we're trying to be and who we want to grow to be. So the other part of this that really kind of kicked me was celebrity. Because let's just really be honest. Let's keep this 21 and up. If I went in my job, and y'all know for me, y'all have been on this channel with me for a minute, y'all know I done had some particular supervisors that will make you go and be like, girl, get the baby powder and take your hand all the way back to the motherland and just smack them down. If I would have chose to do that, I would have been under the jail. But yet, again, Chris Rock was very gracious and said he was not pressing any charges. I appreciate that. I believe personally, y'all know how I am. I rock with my Jesus. Chris Rock showed us Christ in action. He showed us truly the word in action, because he did not go and try to fight back. Because I can tell you right now, that had been on my job I work at now, they'd have been all over that man's head, okay? Because they'd have been like, yep, that's what
and we you doing. Already know. Yeah, okay.
I already know you had your fiber well, so we're not going now. So, no, I know you and the fiber will be ready at every point intact. I'm done. I am so done with you and the fiber well. But
okay, I'm done. But I honestly, I just really didn't like the way that everybody's just chit-chatting about it. Not necessarily that, but because you have come to this level of esteem. You've come to this level, you make this money, you're millionaires. Why would you be so ghetto and do that? I mean, come on now. I understand you're trying to defend your wife's honor. So we're going to go on back to, what was August Alsina when that was going on?
You know what? I'm not doing this. Leave August out of this. August is not in this conversation right now. But you bring up a very good point.
But he been on that. Look, he getting his little 15 minutes of fame too, because I saw him on there today. He was like, well, I was all deeply into the relationship. So you're just going to get on there and say you was sleeping with the man wife and now he's slapping somebody else and he ain't even touch your wife. Boy, sit your... Oh, Lord. Never. I'm just saying. I'm like, where August came from?
So my question is this. You brought up a really good point. Can we truly support Black women without being labeled hoodish or thugs and have behaviors that truly support Black women? Because everybody and their mother was rushing to say he was defending his wife. But here's the catch. Wife was being offended or at this moment, his career took an interesting turn in this defending her scenario. So how could he have defended her and not been so-called the punk in the situation?
He could have, in my opinion, and my opinion only, he could have let that ride, because in the beginning, he was laughing.
Okay.
And then when he looked at Jada, she's rolling eyes. I'm like, girl, sit your ass. Uh-oh, sit down somewhere.
We know.
But I would have preferred him to have a conversation with Chris outside of that. It was a joke. Nobody really got the joke. It really, because I'm like, what's G.I. Jane? I know
Demi Moore. I thought it was a movie role. I honestly thought this was a new movie that she was going out for.
Right. That's what I'm like.
I'm like, hey, this is going to be great. We've seen, what's her name? Demi Moore do this. So I'm like, this is going to be great. She's going to be amazing. We know that she keeps herself in good physical shape. So I'm like, I can see her doing this and rocking it.
Okay, I'm finna go up here and act a whole jackass and slap somebody because they're making a joke about my wife. Boy, you the joke. You was on there crying while she was telling about her entanglement. Man, you should have had your balls in your pocketbook. Gone. You should have got that together when she was saying, oh, it was an entanglement. Okay, so you meant you slept with somebody else? And we're going to go to something else real quick. Somebody asked me, we were talking about that earlier. An open relationship. Apparently, that's what they said that they have. And that's fine. I have no issue with that. But then calm that down when somebody addresses that whole situation. Don't be coming for nobody. And okay, what you was watching? Well, I mean, like, what happened? But now you up there slapping folks.
Is it the problem that, do you consider it was a problem that we all know what they were doing? Because let's be honest. It's not that they're getting this stuff spied on them. They're telling their own dirt in their own voice, their own narrative, spinning their own situation.
That's the dumbest thing ever. That's so dumb. I would never. And yes, I have been married 2 times. And what we wasn't going to do, he better not let me find out. Because that part, oh no, you ain't finna do that. And I sure as hell wouldn't sit there. Oh, you know, we had an entanglement. What exactly does that mean again? That was entangling.
Well, an entanglement means I can sit back and let you do what you choose, and you let me do what I choose, and we don't say anything in this room about it. And then if somebody else on the outside says something, I get upset and I smack them. That's what apparently that means. But neither here nor there. So here's how this situation goes. How could, besides this conversation, because this is where everybody is drawing the lines, because I will truly say this. I was so interested when I heard some of the women who said, he was right. He should have went up there and smacked him. And I'm going, but hold on. Is that the way you want your man to constantly represent you? There's a time and a place. And don't get me wrong. Y'all know from back in the day, I love a rough neck all day. That's what I did. And I, you know, I want you to be so rough and tough, you're just smacking them down. But it gets to a point that you don't want that immature man anymore. You want that man that knows how to, when he steps into a room, his presence commands that respect. It's not a joke when we walk in. He don't have to be the loudest one. All he got to do is just step on in the room and you like, ooh, all right, sir, what are we doing? You know, that kind of thing.
Ooh, is
that a whole big difference.
Is that Idris Elba? Come here.
You know.
Hey, friend.
So
I'm just saying, because I just don't get sorry, my dog. Girl, don't beat it. But I just don't get the whole defending her honor. She wasn't defending her. She was only mad because it was a joke about her. But you smacking folk. I'm still stuck.
But
on
isn't that what Chris Rock was hired for? He was hired to entertain and engage.
If I had been on TV talking about I had an entanglement, I ain't gonna look over there and like, hey, honey, he talking about me. Girl, no. Bye. I'm doing the most. We swinging and carrying on. We hanging out chandeliers and shit. I mean, stuff. So, so why you mad now? And then he up there, he looked like to me personally, he looked like a whole idiot. Yeah, really? I just don't get it.
He was defending her honor. You don't see him as her knight in shining armor in this moment?
No, ma'am. Mm-mm. Not when I'm busting it wide open with an August Alcina. Sure ain't. No. Where you was at? Hey, baby, I'll be home tomorrow. I'm with August. I'll be home tomorrow. So now you mad? You swinging on folk. Why sit your dummy? Sit your butt down somewhere. I have to wash my mouth. I'm trying to keep this PG.
So,
but I'm just saying, I don't respect Will for that, because he sat there and pretty much let her punk him, because I had two husbands and I could not sit there and say, oh, well, honey, guess what I did today? I had an entanglement. They be like, who or what? Okay, and they finna smack on nobody. They're gonna be looking for me. Oh no, and they ain't smacking me because I don't play that. But I'm just saying, he was, you mad at somebody cracking a joke about your wife, but she on the red table talk talking about her entanglement.
Everything and anything.
So now you mad? That was a year ago.
Okay, so wait a minute. Okay, so let's give him a benefit of the doubt. I'm gonna flip this for a second. Let's give him the benefit of the doubt.
Get the flipping.
He's been under a lot of pressure. We've had people in the street in his ear telling him his wife is, you know, a garden tool. He's had, you know, people telling him that they done slayed his wife, that the family does all this interesting stuff, and it's because of all these issues that they're not online and they're doing all these things. Are you telling me this man couldn't handle this?
I don't respect him, because if I'm in a relationship, there is not going to be no entanglements. We ain't entangling nothing, because he sure can't come home and say he entangling. Oh, you entangled? Let me untangle you then.
Please don't untangle. So let's go a different... Right.
But I mean, okay. I understand him trying to defend her honor, but she's not defending her honor. She got on social media and said she was in an open relationship and she was having sex with somebody her kid's age. Okay, so now you mad? Well, if you don't sit your ass down somewhere,
okay, so
I can't respect him for that.
Let's go back for a second, because you know when everybody was chanting to, you know, take R. Kelly down, take R. Kelly down. Do you think if this, because you just said
don't talk about girls. Don't talk about girls now.
So wait a minute. Why is it okay for me to talk about old girl, but not go to Kells? Kells was doing them all and trafficking them. Come on now.
Well, look. You mean to tell me? You was at the club and you was on the concert. You was at a concert at 15. I know where I was at the house. And they knew exactly where it was at. But so I can't, I'm not condoning what he did. I'm just not. I love him as an artist. As the foolishness that he's gotten himself into, that's on him. But they all knew what was going on. The bodyguards, security, his managers, handlers, they all, the parents of them kids, they knew what was going on. Girl, that's a whole nother,
But it's the same thing as it is over here. They all knew what was going on. Everybody know who was stepping out on the other side of the wing of the house. Why she ain't get
but he wasn't married, R. Kelly wasn't married to none of them broads. His wife was good with it.
Notice the difference. How can you have this such sharp difference of opinion when it's over here with old boy and he's smacking folks, but now we get over here, we love
Kells. Kells smacking folks. He just like, fiesta, fiesta, fiesta.
I don't care what he's saying. He ain't singing nothing that good that I'm going to overcome him on this shenanigans he has done.
If it's
gonna be black and white, it's gonna be black and white. I can't get over here and be like, oh, he made that beat. He made Chocolate City, so now I'm good. No, he is still wrong. And so is old girl. We need to be honest. If it was wrong over there for one, it's wrong for the other. If it's good for the goose, it's showing up good for the gander. And if it's wrong for the gander, it's definitely wrong for the goose. Now come on now.
I got you. And let going on to Kanye.
Your bestie. Come on, let's talk about your best friend. So now, your best friend here has truly, I'm a Kanye fan from back in the day. I really did love him. That was, he was my one. When he hit the scene, I loved it. Somebody give something new to the breath of rap and just give us something different. Literally, I know that's your bestie. Cut it out. But it seems like Kanye was a little bit more together. So at that time, we know that his mom was really helping him stay healthy mentally and spiritually and whole. And I know she died in a very tragic way. And I don't want to take that away from anybody because nobody should have a parent in that manner. But I really will say, if everyone knew that he had this mental health situation going on, and I know people can be responsible for their own mental health. I teach that every day at my job, being your own healthcare advocate, being responsible for your own mental health. And and I believe that there should have been someone else there to help him walk through the situation of the unresolved grief and really showing him how to deal with his medication.
That's true. I believe that.
You do get that.
I do.
But now that we're seeing him spiraling, because I have to be honest, I feel like we have a front row seat to a train wreck. I really do. I feel like we're watching this man spiral in ways that...
That's what we're looking like at the NBA with that damn head, that damn mask on. I'm like, what are you doing, sir?
But again...
Could somebody please help him real quick?
But again... Do you think he would even hear somebody at this point? We see the spiral. Let's all be honest. All of us are sitting front row and we're seeing the spiral. Is there anybody you believe in his circle and his past circle that could come to him and tell him the truth? Bro, you messing up right now.
I really wish that he had someone that could, because he's so talented. He's a talented man.
I agree.
I love his music. I posted a song, today, as a matter of fact. He's very talented, but he just doesn't have any guidance. And that's the thing that I think a lot of these guys, they get all this money and they don't know what to do with it. They let everybody tell them what the handlers tell them what to do. It's not necessarily what you should do, but they tell them, oh, that's fun. Yeah, they're making a fool out of you. Okay, now he's sitting there talking about Kim. Kim don't care nothing about you. You see what Kim went right on back to after that ran through.
Well, hold on, because now we all know she got her own bag of stuff happening. I'm going to get my wording together in a few minutes. But I really do. I want to look at him for a second. We literally are watching this man self-implode. And I feel like it's because he is. I really do feel like we're watching this because it's a celebrity. And it seems to be funny to the world. So it's kind of that joking kind of thing. Yeah,
it's not funny to me.
And if he was regular Joe Blow,
nobody would care
doing all of this stuff. Well, I have to be honest. I don't even think they would. I believe people would care, and he would have been in a Baker Act unit long time ago, or at least in a 5150 to get the help that he needs. But because he has this celebrity title, and nobody is willing to say, "Bruh, let me come and let's go take a few days of rest. Let's get your meds calibrated," because somebody is not being that person for him. I feel like we're watching it happen, and it's just happening in such a slow mo. And I'll give an interesting example that kind of caught me the other day. You remember how when he was up here with his boo, Mr. Trump, and that was his boo thing, and he was all over there with the Make America Great hat. Have you heard Donald say yet he gonna try to help him out?
And ain't. He don't give a damn. And
He might be up in the background. So,
and Margo, wherever, looking stupid like he do. You know, that's not my, girl.
I know that's not your bestie either, but we're going to get you some new best friends. I'm telling you, we're going to get you some friends. So, in this, how can we honestly try to help support this man? Because at this point, nobody is being honest enough with him. He doesn't have a system that I can see.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't. And that's the sad part about it. As Black men, honestly, they hurt and they don't know how to me now, this is just me. And that's why I'm so stuck on, I have two grown sons and I'm on their behinds. You need to talk to me and tell me how you feeling. And yeah, I'm your mama and let's get it. What we got to do? I have a United States soldier. He already know don't play with me. And then I have a 28-year-old who's a daddy. He's a hellified daddy. But they know if y'all got a problem, when these young ladies.
Thank you. Thank you kindly.
When they start acting silly, mama, this what you do. I'm just saying. I don't want them to be all hard and tough and unresponsive, but I want them to be resilient and know men cry. I understand a man cries. My son said crying, mama, what am I supposed to do? This is what you're supposed to do. So handle your business.
So hold on for a second, because now you bring up a good point. In the midst of this, we're seeing, and I really want to get here. This is why I did all of this to get to this moment. It's so important that we teach across the board mental health and mental wellness, not just to our young ladies, but especially to our young men.
Our young men, because they go through hell every day. You got somebody always on their back, always got something to say. They want them to be the smartest cat, or they getting pulled over for some bullshit stuff. And I stay on my young men about that. You know, if you're having a hard day, call me. We can talk about it. And it ain't got nothing to do with them being soft. You can cancel soft, because I'm harder than both my sons, and they both got guns. You don't want to deal with me. They be like, I'll call my mama. They daddy is a police chief. He don't want to deal with me either. Oh, I want to deal with her. You got day gone, Skippy. I'm trying not to cuss.
Lord, it's almost, that one was a close one.
I roll it back. But what I'm saying is, you, as far as mental health, you really want to be able to say, hey, today I'm not okay. I'm not okay. And I need to talk to somebody. Can you just listen to me? And I can say that for myself. And I know that my kids will call me. And I know some days, like, as a matter of fact, yesterday I had a whole meltdown. Like, I cannot this is good. Trying to get by my house. I'm like, this is not working the way I want it to work. And they was like, we just got to calm down. No, this is what I want. This is what you can't tell me to calm down. But the thing is, when I'm talking to them, I'm like, okay, my son, he doesn't know whether he's going to Ukraine or not. But he's like, Mom, I'm going back to Texas. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm just so stressed out. And he called huffing and puffing. Well, they said, I can't go home. I said, so what you going to do? You can't just leave. You're in the military. You can't tell them people you ain't. What you going to tell them? You ain't going. They better bring the ass to my house, bringing no dope ass to my wet door in there. I don't know. But the whole thing is, I said, if you gotta scream and holler and be mad about it, this is what you signed up for. So let's go.
So my question is this, because I find it to be so interesting, because I consider myself a community mommy. I feel like I've helped raise many and many of kids, and I feel like we're so quick, especially in communities of minorities, we tend to put our young men into the role of husbands instead of children very, very young.
Nope.
Like, I hate when I hear mothers say,
I don't play that.
He's the man of the house. He's six, ma'am. Mm-mm. Well, what bills are you paying at 6 years old?
I don't play that. Mm-mm.
I feel like we're so quick to push our babies into being grown than where they are that we forget to let them be that kid and teach them it's okay to have feelings. It's okay to, matter of fact, not just have the feelings, but how to express the feelings, showing them and telling them how to first identify the feelings, label the feelings so they know, so that when they become that older young man, that teen, it's so much easier to identify. Today, I am feeling down and I'm not feeling my best. And I will say this, with this culture of social media, everybody's on this. It's so great. I'm so wonderful. Today is such a good day. Don't get me wrong. I love the Ice Cube days when everything is all good. But it's some days that I'm in here like, Lord, for real, what's up? Like, God, what's happening?
And I know I don't. I have my
everybody.
I'll tell you in a minute. Oh, she in the rabbit. She's going down the rabbit hole. And I'm like, no. Not doing that. That was last year. I'm not doing that. I'm going to say how I feel and be done with it. However, you did touch on something, though, mm-hmm. about when they're 18. A lot of people seem to think when they have young men at 18, they're grown. They're not grown. My kids, they're never going to be as grown as me. That's my motto. So I don't give a dog darn dang. If you not feeling well, you call your mama. And we're going to talk about it. We're going to say what we got to say. At the end of the conversation, I'm going to tell you that I love you. And if I need to get on the first thing smoking, even if I got to get on Spirit and get flung. To
Please don't get on them. Oh, God. Spirit had me in a different spirit when I came from my church carriage.
Who we need to get together? Because you're not going to aggravate, but I encourage my sons to talk about their feelings. I always have. It, like Jordan is darker. And, you know, there's a stigma with a darker man, a darker person. Mm-hmm. So I always made sure that he wore whatever he wanted. You can wear turquoise, you can wear pink. They're like, oh, dudes don't wear that. I'm like, yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
But, you know, but back in the day, this was in the 90s now, you know. But I was like, no, sir, he had on his little turquoise outfit, was little brim, and who gonna check him? So I just encouraged them to really talk about anything that they have going on wrong. I would hate to wake up one morning and somebody say, well, he was unhappy or something like that. Mm-hmm. Even with my brother, he already know. If you need to call me, call me. Who I need to get together? Because what you ain't gonna do, we're not doing that. We're not. I mean, and I'm not no bully. Don't get me wrong, because I was a bullied child. So no, but I just want them to be at peace when they go to bed. In the morning when they get up and say, thank you, Lord, it's another day. Here we go. Let's rock with it. Let's roll. We got it. Not, oh, Lord, no. So that's where I think when I talk about Will Smith and all of that, his insecurities shouldn't have been portrayed on Chris Rock. That's his insecurities.
Oh, I agree. I definitely do, but I always feel like this, and this is something that I've always held dearly. When you start off young teaching kids how to identify their feelings and to be okay with their feelings, because here's what I've noticed. We always tell girls, it's okay to cry. It's okay to cry. We always tell girls, you shouldn't be angry. Angry is not a good emotion. Or we do this. That's a really big emotion. That means when people do that crap, I hate that. Oh, that's a big emotion. Every time somebody says it's a big emotion, it's somewhat negative. And that means you as the adult are not comfortable dealing with that emotion. So you're putting that on that child. You shouldn't do that. Other part of that is when it comes to boys, it's okay to be sad. It's okay to be confused. You don't have to know all the answers. Because that is something that I just find amazing, that for a lot of people, they want to put this child in this adult range so fast, but you haven't shown them how to even deal with when they feel sad. How do they feel when their feelings are hurt? Because a lot of people are not even checking that his feelings can be hurt too. He can have heartbreak. Why can't he? Why does he got to be a player so fast that he can't get over his own heartbreak about how he felt about girl A, B, C, or D?
Right.
That's my two cents. But I tell you, this conversation with me and you can go on forever. You know how we do. We just, every bit is us. So, man.
Yeah, because we can sit here. But yeah, and I really have enjoyed it. And I really have. And I hope somebody takes away from what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not like a weird bashing. I'm not bashing anybody, but I'm just saying, young men, young black men, they're like between a rock. This is what somebody said to me, between a rock and a hard place. So either you're going to be emotional and talk about your feelings, or you're going to be like, well, I don't give a damn.
Wow.
That's not helping nobody. That ain't helping nobody.
That definitely don't help anybody.
But you know, that's how a lot of men take it. Like, man, that's an old soft move. I don't do all that. And I'm like, okay, so what, I'm supposed to cry? I'm supposed to cry though. But you're supposed to sit here with your face all stoic, like, it don't matter. That's crazy. We got feelings just like they got feelings.
I agree.
Come on, talk to me. Let me know what's up.
So,
but you know, they don't do that.
So I got to ask this last question, because I'm telling you, we'll be here all day. I swear we will. This last question, is it okay for your man to cry in front of you?
Absolutely. I think that's sexy.
Oh, excuse me.
Come through, brother.
Can we not get the Toni Braxton voice? Hello. Can we put Toni Braxton away today?
I will wipe your tears, sir. Come through. Let mama wipe your face, baby. Come here.
Get out of here with this here come mama here. Mess. We'll do that around here.
Put your face on my bosom. On my bosom.
And with that, I got to go. Because I can't do this no more. With that, I got to go. Y'all, thank y'all so much for tuning in for the Patrice Brantley Show. We're Helping Others is the name of the game. And on this show, we push purpose, positivity, and personal growth.
Because
I love
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. I love
we
you,
gotta
too,
do
cousin.
This again. We got to definitely do this again.
Absolutely. We will definitely. Y'all have a good night. Y'all know.
All right, good Georgia. People. We'll see y'all on the next right, episode. Baby.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.